Chris Carter, hypnotist and mentalist, wowed students with his performance Thursday night. Here is a preview into the show and some insights from Chris.
What made you want to be a hypnotist and put on the kinds of shows that you do?
I was hypnotized in high school. And in fact, I was in the audience. It was an assembly, telling my friends how it was all going to be nonsense. And then suddenly I was walking off stage and had no idea how I'd gotten there. But everybody told me what I had done. So I said, this is really cool. I've got to learn more about this. I had a psychology teacher in high school who gave me some books, and I worked with them and I practiced on my friends, and I got nowhere. So I kind of shelved that for a little bit. A little bit later on, I said, you know, I really want to dig into this. So I arranged an internship with a professional hypnotherapist who also did shows. And so I would travel with him in the summertime, and that's how I really learned how to do it.
Did you learn anything particularly special in that internship?
Yeah, I did. I learned a lot about how to take this aspect of psychology and put it on stage. And, you know, it's interesting because hypnosis can be a very powerful therapeutic tool. But I really wanted to entertain with it. I wanted people to see what it looks like when people just suddenly lose all of their inhibitions and their imaginations ramp up. I just thought first of all, it was innately funny. But secondly, it was great just to have the sense of the pure freedom of the people on stage. And that's really what I wanted to show.
A returning favorite of Northwestern, what do you think about the audience here?
I love the audience here. They're so enthusiastic, and you get so many people who are eager to participate, which is really what the show is all about. My favorite part of the hypnosis show is what I call my shoe thief routine, where I have somebody believe that he's compelled to go over and steal everybody's shoes from off their feet.
Will you be doing that one tonight?
Yes, I absolutely will be doing this. I rarely do a show without doing that routine.
I believe that you like shoes more than most people like shoes. In fact, you will be obsessed by their shoes, and you will feel compelled to go up to that person and steal their shoes from right off their feet. 2, 3, 4.
My craziest mind reading part was when I accidentally busted out a guy who was cheating on his girlfriend. And I didn't realize I was doing this, but I was talking to a woman in the audience, and I don't remember the name I said, but I just kept saying, like, Tony, who's Tony? And she went, nobody. And I knew that there was a Tony. I knew it was important. I said, no, that means something. And then I just kept coming back to it. Are you sure? And finally, I said, I know. You spent the night with Tony. And she went, oh, yeah. And then I heard this shriek from across the room. Another woman just go, ah. And I realized, oh, you're Tony's girlfriend. And then some guy just got up and bolted out. And that was who it was.
Have you ever tried to get to the bottom of other relationships on purpose?
No, absolutely not. No, you learn the hard way. Don't do that. I do have something that I'll probably do tonight where I have some people concentrate on the first name of the first person that they can remember having a crush on way, way back when they were a little kid. Each one writes down the name of their first crush, and then somebody takes one of these and reads it aloud. And by using sort of a lie detection process, I figure out which crush goes to which person.
And I can hear you thinking, oh, Noah. Is it Noah?
And the reason I like to use crushes is because it's something that has a lot of emotional content. It's also something that they don't necessarily want everybody to know. Now, most people aren't too concerned about it, but there's just that, like, oh, I don't know, this is kind of private. So it's right on that edge. It's not so far over the edge that they're going to be mortified if I guess it. But that emotional part is what makes it easy to read them.
Is it possible, Madeline, that at some point in your life you might have said or done something that was not 100% accurate? Perfect. You're a liar. Hang on to that.
Hypnosis is purely a voluntary state. It's referred to as a process of neo-dissociation. What that means is you're teaching a person how to very quickly dissociate from the executive part of their mind, which is, we'll call it, the part of the mind that edits and judges your behavior. So once you dissociate from that, there is no self-consciousness of any kind. You're really purely creative.
Like dead last.
I think I was like actually hypnotized because like.
I think so too.
I think like. I don't think I was totally in charge.